live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Private Sean Rooney will be buried in Donegal following his funeral mass later this week. Meanwhile, books of condolence have opened in Donegal in memory of Private Rooney. Overcrowded emergency departments in hospitals are being described as a disaster zone. It's hoped the passage of time will lead to people coming forward with information on bombings in Cavan, Monaghan and Donegal almost 50 years ago. And the Donegal County Councillor says he's frustrated that families are living in houses that are not fit for purpose 1 year on from the Enhanced Mica Redress Scheme being approved. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First in news, the funeral mass of Private Sean Rooney will take place on Thursday in Dundalk. His remains were flown back to Arran this morning from Lebanon. Jonathan Byrne reports.
Members of the 121st Infantry Battalion accompanied the body of the late Private Sean Rooney from Beirut to Dublin this morning. His body was later returned to his family at Casement Aerodrome in Ballydonnell. This evening it's been confirmed his funeral will take place on Thursday morning, December 22nd, at the Holy Family Church in Dundalk. His funeral mass will be followed by a burial service in All Saints Catholic Church, Coal Hill, County Donegal. It's expected his coffin will arrive in Donegal on Thursday afternoon at around 3:30 p.m. Three separate investigations are ongoing into the circumstances that led to Private Rooney's death.
Books of condolence have opened in Donegal in memory of Private Sean Rooney. Those wishing to do so can leave their message of condolence at County High Slifford and the Public Services Centres in Letterkenny and Carndonagh. Overcrowded emergency departments in hospitals nationwide are being described as a disaster zone. The number of patients waiting on trolleys in emergency departments has again reached record levels at 760. In the northwest, 85 people are waiting on beds, 41 at Letterkenny University Hospital and 45 at Sligo University Hospital. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation's General Secretary Phil Nihay says conditions are unsafe for patients as well as staff, and the HSE needs to take urgent action.
When you have 760 people who are sick enough to be in hospital but for whom there are no beds, that's a disaster zone. All of those units, I'm looking at some of the figures we have, for example, for Mayo, for Galway, you have 8 bays in Mayo, but you actually have twice that number who are admitted. So the bays are full, there's patients continuing to arrive for care and treatment.
It's hoped the passage of time will lead to more people deciding to contact Gardaí with information on 3 bombings in counties Cavan, Monaghan and Donegal that happened almost 50 years ago. Geraldine O'Reilly was just 15 years old and Patrick Stanley was 16 when they were killed in a car bomb attack on Main Street, Belturbet, County Cavan on the night of December the 28th, 1972. The teenagers were killed in what was one of 3 bombings that happened between 10 and 10:50 p.m. that night. The other 2 bombings, which occurred in Clonus, County Monaghan and Petticoat in Donegal, resulted in numerous people sustaining injuries. Chief Superintendent Alan McGovern says they've released a photo foot depicting one of the suspects based on witnesses' accounts.
We are seeking assistance to identify the person depicted in a photo fit of the driver of the stolen car as compiled by the guard at the checkpoint at Hathelin Bridge. There are people out there who know who carried out these crimes. They may not have been able to speak at that time or since. Perhaps maybe they feel they were able to speak. The passage of time, relationships may have changed, or as they're getting older, maybe they want to speak before an opportunity to do so is lost.
Derry City and Strabon District Council says it is continuing to work closely with Donegal County Council to bring forward the Riverine Project, a significant cross-border regeneration project for the Lifford and Strabon area. Meanwhile, Donegal County Council has confirmed that a planned foot and cycle bridge linking the two towns cannot be delivered with a PS4 funding window because of delays in securing a foreshore licence. As a result, it has been held over while the rest of the plan proceeds. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
A Derry City and Strabane District Council spokesperson told Highland Radio News this morning that both councils are committed to seeing the project delivered in its entirety as soon as possible. But there have been some unforeseeable project challenges in obtaining some of the statutory approvals. The spokesperson said these challenges include planning permission due to operational issues with Embord Planala and a delay in obtaining a foreshore licence from the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage in Dublin. Discussions with EU funders and relevant government departments to identify the best way forward are continuing. Donegal County Council say plans for the Lifford and Strabane parks have been submitted, but the foot and cycle bridge linking the two will be delayed as it will take 18 months to secure a foreshore licence, and that is not within the Peace for Funding window. As the bridge cannot be delivered on time, the council says it has been held over to a future phase of the project, and discussions are ongoing in a bid to identify alternative funding sources.
The new government has begun its first week in office after Taoiseach Leo Varadkar replaced Micheál Martin over the weekend. While a number of ministers changed department, there was no change to the senior ministerial lineup. Minister Charlie McConnoke says he doesn't underestimate the challenges that lie ahead for the farming and fishery sector, but says he is relieved to be staying in his department.
Delighted and relieved to be appointed again as Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine. You never ever know in politics what is going to happen. And obviously I've worked hard over the last couple of years in the role, serving the farming sector and the fishery sector, but also worked hard in relation to our own county and bringing investment to the county.
Meanwhile, the Environment Minister has denied that the government is out to get farmers. The revised climate action plan to be published on Wednesday reportedly includes a 10% reduction in cattle numbers by 2030. Some farmers have criticised the proposal, saying their sector is always targeted. Agriculture has the smallest emissions reduction target of any sector, and Minister Eamon Ryan says everyone must deliver.
It has to work for Irish farming. Like, we're not going to shut down farming. We need that food, but also we need farming to be at the front line in protecting nature, in improving our local environment. And I believe this can be a win-win. We can diversify into new forms of income for farming. That's what I think farming families are more concerned about than anything else.
A Letterkenny councillor says he's frustrated that families are living in houses that are not fit for purpose 1 year on from the enhanced MICA redress scheme being approved. Councillor Jerry McMonagall was speaking following a special meeting of Donegal County Council and says he is frustrated at the lack of action from the government and the fact that families are no further forward. He believes the council needs to approach the housing minister once again in an attempt to address gaps in the scheme.
Frustrated is probably the right word to describe it. Frustrated that families, a year after the scheme was announced and has not been implemented yet, I'm frustrated that the homes are getting worse, conditions are getting worse, families are living in conditions where are not fit for purpose. And I'm frustrated at this government and its lack of action in relation to that. The issues that we have that have been raised with us by homeowners, I think the council, in fairness to them, have taken on board all that was said today, and they've given an undertaking that they'll come back in early in the new year and we'll discuss it further. It's limited what the council can do, and we accept that. But there is plans that we can put in place, I think, with proposals that we can put together that we can take to the minister to outline to him the gaps that are in the current services there and see if we can start the ball rolling and put in place the proper supports that are going to be necessary going forward.
And you feel that there is gaps in the scheme that's going to be coming as well, and the councillors here are the best place to be able to inform the government of what's really needed. Would that be correct?
It is. Look, this is a humanitarian crisis. It's not just a housing crisis. But the fact that we have a housing crisis run alongside this humanitarian crisis magnifies the problem. We haven't got the houses to put people into when they have to leave their homes to be fixed. And that's the first problem we need to sort out. That's where my frustration is coming from.
A new report from Donegal County Council shows no gender pay gap exists in the local authority. The 2022 report shows a mean gender pay gap of 0% and a median gender pay gap of -11.04%. The council says publishing the gender pay gap data helps reinforce its focus on supporting an open and inclusive workplace. It says it wants to be a place where all employees have the same opportunities for recognition and career development and are treated fairly. The full report is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Donegal has recorded the lowest population growth in the country. According to a report by the Western Development Commission, the population of the county grew by 4.5% since 2016. Donal Kavanagh has more.
An analysis of the preliminary estimates from Census 2022 by the WDC reveals the lowest population growth in the country was recorded in the western region in Donegal at 4.5%. The population of the region in total was estimated at 882,323 in 2022. That's up 6.5% from 2016. The housing stock in all the region's counties grew and combined reached 399,785 this year. That's up 4.2% since 2016. Vacancy rates across the region, however, were higher than the national average in 2022, in line with historical trends.
56 local authority houses are to be developed at Rocky Town in Buncrana. A smaller scheme is already allocated there, with Donegal County Council confirming the next phase of the project will be going to tender in the middle of 2023. Councillor Rena Donaghy says it's a welcome step, particularly as many of the homes are geared towards larger families.
21 houses were fully completed and are now allocated in the site of the Rocky Town in Buncrana. On the same site now, we intend to build 56 houses similar to the ones that have just been constructed, only there will be more four beds this time. Usually the demand is for two beds, but we are short of a number of houses to accommodate bigger families. So there will be a number of four-bed houses in the next one as well. So by 2 years' time, Buncrana should have a total of almost 100 new homes. And this certainly is to be welcomed, Emma, because currently there's almost 500 people on our social housing list. And as I say, with the amount of mica families in Buncrana, there's a huge job of work to be done there. So we hope to engage with contractors regarding turnkey developments as well, because as you know, turnkey developments are a much faster route than the way that we can do it ourselves. So, hopefully things are starting to look up, and hopefully that can all progress. And the same throughout the whole county, the same pattern throughout the county, Emma.
Taoiseach, Foreign Affairs Minister Micheál Martin has congratulated Joe Kennedy III on his appointment as US Special Envoy to Northern Ireland. The 42-year-old fills a role that has been left vacant since January 2021. Mr. Kennedy is the grandson of the late Robert F. Kennedy, who was assassinated in 1968. Fine Gael's European Affairs spokesperson Neil Richmond says he will play an important role in Northern Ireland.
It's a crucial time for not just the implementation of the protocol, but the peace process as we come to the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. And throughout that process and throughout the past 25 years, the United States has played a really important role. And this appointment is a further demonstration of this important role that they play.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny, with a fantastic selection of gifts for Christmas, like multi-sport goalposts, gymnastics mats and basketball hoops, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with international football. France could be coming to Dublin in March as a much-changed identity. Speculation continues to hover over the future of head coach Didier Deschamps following yesterday's World Cup final defeat to Argentina. On the occasion of his 35th birthday, Karim Benzema has announced his international retirement today. The Real Madrid striker missed the World Cup through injury, having only returned to the France squad after a six-year absence last year. The Republic of Ireland opened their Euro 2024 qualifying campaign at home to France on March 27th. Well, Lionel Messi has been described as the greatest athlete ever after inspiring Argentina to win the World Cup yesterday evening. The country's iconic captain inspired a side to beat the French in what was a classic final with penalties required to decide the winner. Messi says he's enjoying playing for Argentina too much to quit international football. Tim Vickery is a journalist who specialises in the South American game.
He'll want to continue that vibe that he has with these players, at least in some friendly matches in front of his own public. After that, we don't know how long he's going to keep on in competitive games. Unfortunately, we're far, far closer to the end than we are to the beginning.
Kerry FC have confirmed the appointment of Billy Dennehy as their manager. The former Shamrock Rovers player, who is a native of Tralee, will take charge of Kerry's inaugural First Division campaign next year. The signing of Treaty United midfielder Matt Keane has also been confirmed. Fanharp's first trip to Kerry next season will be on the 7th of April. Steve Borthwick has been appointed as the new England rugby head coach. He succeeds Eddie Jones and leaves the Leicester Tigers to take over the national team. Borthwick previously served as forwards coach with Jones with both Japan and England. He signed a 5-year contract and says he's deeply honoured to take the job. Ulster and Champions Cup organisers will carry out a full review after Saturday's game with La Rochelle was controversially played behind closed doors at the Aviva Stadium. The game was moved by the European Professional Club Rugby on Friday night. There were concerns over the Kingspan Stadium pitch in Belfast after a week of freezing weather. Ulster CEO Johnny Petrie has said the move cost Ulster around £700,000. Head coach Dan McFarland added that the bottom line is the decision that was made was wrong. In racing, Galopin de Sousse has given trainer Willie Mullins a fifth consecutive win in the John Durkin Memorial Chase at Punchestown. The odds-on favourite won by 13 lengths in today's Grade 1 under jockey Paul Townsend. Mullen says he was hugely impressed with his horse's showing.
And when Paul really went for one, I think it was the third last, I mean, he was so slick over that fence. From my view on the stand, I'd want to watch it on TV after, and I thought, wow, this horse has grown up so much and learned so much. And then just to change his hands, and he came away from Fakir Dwadri beating him, 13.5 lengths, a proven 2.5 mile Grade 1 winner. To me, that's a big result.
In Gaelic Games, Colin O'Riordan is reportedly considering a return to the Tipperary football panel. A chronic hip injury brought the forward Sydney Swans player AFL career to an end in August. O'Riordan helped Tip win a famous Munster title in 2020 and trained with the Premier footballers at the weekend, according to the Irish Examiner. Finally, in darts, 2021 champion Gerwyn Price opens his account at this year's PDC World Championships tonight. The Welshman takes on Luke Woodhouse in the final match of the night at Andrews Alexandra Palace. Before that, the bronze Adonis, Steve Baton, will face Danny Van Tripe. And that's it from the sports desk for today. We'll have more tomorrow morning, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, Letterkenny has been hit by further water outages. Repairs to a burst water main are ongoing in the lower Main Street area. A traffic management plan will be in place for the duration of the works, which are expected to be completed by 6 o'clock this evening. The European Union has agreed to extend the grace period, which allows people and businesses in Northern Ireland to purchase animal medicines from the rest of the UK for another 3 years. European Commission Vice President Maro Sefcovic says it's a practical solution to a practical problem. He also says the EU is committed to resolving the wider issues around the Northern Ireland Protocol. The grace period, which allowed their continued purchase from the UK, had been due to come to an end at the end of the year. However, Mr. Sefcovic said it will now run until December 2025. More than 4 in 5 Irish consumers expect the price of groceries and energy bills to rise again next year. 2 in 5 have started to purchase own brand goods in supermarkets, with nearly half cooking meals to make the most of the food they've bought. New research from Deloitte shows Ireland as a country is second out of 24 countries in its concern over the cost of living. Consumer expert Sinead Ryan says there are supports out there for those struggling to make ends meet.
For those that need extra help, certainly by way of a loan or borrowing to tide them over, especially at the moment at Christmas, well, my advice would be to pick the shortest term for the least amount of money that you possibly can, and from a stable source. So that's your community welfare officer, it's your credit union, or to contact MABS if you are in budgeting difficulty.
44 sporting organisations in Donegal are to receive a share of a €38,000 fund. The funding under the Return to Sport Sports Club Development Fund 2022 aims to support sports clubs in their efforts to deliver sport and physical activity following the COVID-19 pandemic. Donegal Sports Partnership Coordinator Mike Sweeney says the funding will cover costs for sports equipment, venue hire, training and education. Among those benefiting are Arnmore United FC, Buncrana Boxing Club, Letterkenny Badminton Club and Twin Towns ABC. With an eye scattered cloud with isolated showers and fresh and gusty southwest winds. Largely dry with clear spells tonight and lowest temperatures of 3 to 5 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The funeral mass of Private Sean Rooney will take place on Thursday in Dundalk. His remains were flown back to Ireland this morning from Lebanon. He is due to be buried in Donegal following his funeral. Overcrowded emergency departments in hospitals nationwide are being described as a disaster zone. The number of patients waiting on trolleys in emergency departments has again reached record levels at 760. It's hoped the passage of time will lead to more people deciding to contact Gardaí with information on three bombings in counties Donegal, Cavan and Monaghan that happened almost 50 years ago. Geraldine O'Reilly was just 15 years old and Patrick Stanley 16 when they were killed in a car bomb attack on Main Street, Belturbet, County Cavan on the night of December the 28th, 1972. And Derry City and Strabane District Council says it is continuing to work closely with Donegal County Council to bring forward the Riverine Project, a significant cross-border regeneration project for Lifford and Strabane. Meanwhile, Donegal County Council has confirmed that a planned foot and cycle bridge linking the two towns cannot be delivered with the Peace Corps funding window because of delays in securing a foreshore licence. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, December the 19th. The death has occurred in Glasgow of Annie Brown, Glasgow and formerly of Mean Drain. Arrival tomorrow, going to St Patrick's Church, Mena Cross at 6 o'clock, where she will repose overnight. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. The death has occurred of Sheila Fletcher, née Gallagher, Lower Glasha, Gidor. Her remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derrybeg, tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock until 6:15. Removal afterwards to St Columbkill's Church, Knockfola, for 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu to Aras Gidor. The death has taken place of Susan McConnelloch, née McLaughlin, the Cottages, Churchill. Susan's remains are reposing at her late residence, with funeral from there tomorrow morning for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Columbkill's Church, Glendone, followed by burial in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Dennis McLaughlin, Clockbane, Downings. Remains reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining cemetery. House private police from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Barry Kearney, Churchtown, Carndonagh. His remains are reposing at his family home. Removal from there at 10:15 tomorrow morning for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time only from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The funeral mass can be viewed online at churchmedia.tv. The death has occurred of Brendan McNulty, Donegal Street, Ballybofey. Remains reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving his late residence tomorrow morning at 10:40 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler, interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Family time from 9:30 tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has occurred of Patrick Joseph Diver, Rockstown, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there at 10:30 on Wednesday morning, going to St Michael's Church, Urris, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Patrick's funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Rose McLaughlin, Nate Gordon, Fagart, Isle of Doe, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Puna from there tomorrow morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11:00. Interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McFeely's funeral directors. Rose's funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.